Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Jamie calling on behalf of Mercury.
Yes, I was
I
waiting for
am
you to...
okay, good. So I'm dispatching this call for you. I just need to get some information regarding your vehicle.
Yes.
Where are the damages at on the vehicle?
Four tires. They poked the tires with something and they're all down.
Okay, so you got four flat tires?
Yeah.
Is that the only, there's no other damages?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I didn't notice anything else. I just was going to work and I found a car like that.
Okay. Do you have your claim number?
Yeah. Okay, give me 1 second. No, I should come here. I don't see it. Let me go check the link because they sent me just text messages and nothing else. I don't see any claim number yet. I just had the adjuster. Oh, claim number. 0191-2877.
Okay, and were the police dispatched?
I'm sorry?
Have the police been dispatched?
No, I didn't do nothing. I just called you, called the insurance.
Okay. And are you going to be there with your vehicle?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, and do you need to ride with the provider to the collision center?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pretty close, so I can even walk. It's the problem that I cannot move the car.
Okay, so I'll see if they'll allow a passenger. Some of them do not.
Yeah,
you
no
know,
problem.
I'll find out and let you know.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, if it's not, no problem.
Okay. And is the vehicle on Yolanda Avenue and Burbank Boulevard in Los Angeles?
It's in that corner. It's on Bourbon Boulevard, but close to Yolanda Corner, so.
Okay. And this is in Los Angeles, correct?
Yes, Tarzana, Los Angeles, California. I mean, Tarzana, California.
Is it right there near the post office?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Right now I moved it to Bourbon, but it's still like same corner. Because I was driving and I felt that it was all flat and the car was flashing red with the warning signal. So.
Okay. All right, so I believe that's all I'm going to need from you. I'll go ahead and get this dispatched, and then you will receive a text message letting you know your provider's ETA name and telephone number.
Okay. I'm here anyway to wait for them.
Okay.
I know that the shop...
I'm sorry, do what?
The shop opens at 8, I believe.
Okay, what time is it there now?
Well, here it's 6:15 a.m.
Okay. So do we need to wait until the shop opens? That way the vehicle can be dropped off there?
Yeah, probably better. Let me double check what time they open. They open at 8 a.m., yes.
Okay. So what I can do is I can just wait till 8 and then dispatch it. Will that be okay?
Even like 7:30 or something like that.
Okay, yep, so I'll put a note on here to dispatch it at about 7:30. That way it'll be there, you know, a little after 8.
Oh, so no, it has to be here before 8. So if you want to call it now, I mean, it depends. As long as they come here at 8, because that's when I want to take it immediately to the shop. So I'm not sure what time is the best to call them now to be there at 8, or I don't know.
Well, we don't want to dispatch it if it's not open, because if they're not open and the driver gets there, then he'll have to store your vehicle.
Yeah.
So we don't want him to have to store the vehicle.
Okay.
So So I can wait until about 7, and that way it'll have a whole hour to get vehicle there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you said it's 6:15 there?
I'm sorry?
What time is it where you are?
6:20.
Okay. All right. So we'll wait about an hour before we dispatch it, and then that way we can have it there at about 8, because we just don't want them to get it there too early.
Perfect.
Okay, and then you'll receive a text message letting you know the ETA.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, I'll wait for you guys.
All right, you have a good day. Thank you for calling Roadside Assistant.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.